We are back and we are joined by attorney, barrister, lawyer extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. Jeff, I'm amazed how you do it. There's no sports going on, but you come out with a sports-themed three and out regardless. And by the way, do you hate me that you would tell me about the Cheese Cave closing? You couldn't, like, somehow break it to me gently. You had to send me, you had to go on Twitter and post it. It just was jarring to me. Ruined my night.
Yeah, I apologize. Yeah, you know, it's getting a little out of hand. I think that, I don't know what you're hearing, but I'm getting, the sentiment I've had is that I think everybody was okay with all these, the businesses being ordered to stay closed through May 4th, but the governor's decision to extend it to May 18th has been questioned by a number of people. And then on top of that, the candy store opening that, and I've heard that it's owned by someone that he served with in the National Guard.
It's a friend of his and a donor from what I've read. And it is.
Yeah. One of his largest donors. So I think that's problematic. I think, you know, there's cases out there filed against him, you know, questioning his authority on this, on behalf of businesses and churches and others. And I've heard some commentators say that it looked like those were tough cases to win until he opened the candy store. Now it's starting to look like he's just picking winners and losers.
It is absolutely, because what he hadn't done that I recall in the past was do it for one individual store. That's what his problem is. It's not like a blank, well, every candy store in town, every popcorn store can open. No, he just did it for one guy who, from what we understand, the claim is that it's his buddy, and it is so wrong. 200 people went there, and I don't understand what is essential about a candy store. We can't live without a sugar high.
Supposedly, as I was saying, there's an apple orchard attached to it. But of course, they're not growing apples and selling apples right now.
Apples aren't available until like August.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And I saw some of the photos from there, and I didn't see a lot of social distancing. So at this point, I think it's becoming ridiculous. I think you need to let these businesses open and figure out how they want to handle customers safely in their stores.
Absolutely.
This is no longer justifiable.
No.
Those people that don't feel safe don't have to go to the store. They can do whatever, you know, curbside, pick or online, whatever.
Well, but I think
there's a lot of people out there that just want to, you know, get back to shopping and have a business open and go to a bar and have a drink, and I think that's fine.
I do think restaurants and bars could do a better job of controlling the traffic flow than even with the masks. Because some of these masks, they're not even masks. It's a piece of cloth over people's noses. But in Menards, Target, Walmart, they are packed. Maybe because there aren't other options, but you could regulate. I mean, you're not going to let a kid come in. Some have, but you don't want to let a kid come in and drink if he's under 18 or under 21. So you could certainly limit the number of people in your bar and have social distancing and enforce it a lot better than what's happening at the Walmarts and the Targets and the Cubs and all the food stores and these other ones where there are essentials, but there's no like one-way traffic going down an aisle that I've seen in these places. It's bad. Anyway, let's get back to something lighter, the sports-themed three and out.
So item one, and they're all going to be Minnesota sports-themed three and out, so that's even harder to do
now.
Yes, it is. We have nothing going on. But so the first item is Minnesota has canceled American Legion Baseball for the first time since 1923. Sad to hear this announcement. Made the announcement that they're going to on Saturday due to the COVID-19 pandemic. They did it out of concerns for safety for players, coaches, umpires, fans, and volunteers. They had hoped to put forth a full season, but it's not. They said that the nature of the pandemic has not improved to where it's a possibility. Obviously, this is affected by the continued shelter-in-place orders and everything else. I've heard Major League Baseball is talking about putting together some sort of a season. Baseball is a little bit different sport than football and hockey and some of the others. There isn't. You can play baseball relatively contactless. So
you can and you can't, because there still are like close plays at first base. You're going to have a first baseman on the bag or near it with another person. They could wear masks, but what do you do about stealing second? You can't have any conferences on the mound. You know, there are some issues there, but I think there you can overcome them if you do it the right way. And also before the games, make sure nobody has a fever.
Right. And make sure that nobody has. You test the new test where you can, you know, almost instantly, you can, you know, and this is, you know, people that are playing American Legion baseball are, for the most part, are probably not in the category of folks that are the most at risk of having anything more than having the symptoms of a very bad cold or the flu.
Well, I guarantee you, American Legion Baseball, there are fewer people at games, including the players and the coaches and the umpire and the manager, than you'll find at that candy store this weekend. You're not going to have 200 people at American Legion Baseball.
No, you're not.
So, all right, item two.
Item two, continued good news for the Gopher football program. PJ Fleck has been doing a very good job of recruiting out of the state of Illinois, and it was just announced last week that he's got another four-star running back Marquise Irving committed to the Gophers. And I think this is, if I recall correctly, this is his, he had 5 4-star recruits committed so far.
And this kid is only a junior, or he's going to be a senior in high school, right? He's not.
Yeah.
So maybe maybe by the time his high school career is over, if he plays this fall, he'll, he's not going to be in his mid 30s. Like if they have to wait to go to college with the coronavirus.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's the thing is the NCAA announced last week, kind of related to that. They said, we're not having college football if there is no college. So if the schools aren't open, he said, you know, these are student athletes and probably would have bad optics if they sent the football players back and not everybody else. So they said there is, if colleges stay closed, there is no college football, which of course has been why the NFL has been talking about moving some games to Saturdays as well. So we'll see about all this. The NFL seems hell bent on playing a full season. So the NFL may push may end up forcing some things to be open again.
And the NFL can afford to do it because while they'd make a lot of money off of people in the stands, their money's coming primarily from the television revenue.
Right.
And college football, without having college football, and already I would bet there's going to be a number of sports cut at every university and college because the Gophers announced what they're in a $4 million deficit. It's going to get worse.
Yep.
And if you don't have games, they don't make their money off of TV. They make their money off of ticket sales. So that's going to be a real problem. Anyway, item three.
Item three, good to see Kirk Cousins has been trying to gather up players for a player-led minicamp. Because right now, of course, teams still aren't able to convene. But, it sounds like Cousins, interesting, I said Cousins really wants to have a chance to work with Justin Jefferson. So he's looking to organize some player-led minicamp-type activities so he can get with his receivers and get with the rest of the team and get him in shape. So I applaud him for doing that. I think that's a good thing. I think that, you know, especially with a lot of the new guys, I mean, they have a lot of rookies, coming in and a lot of new faces. So kudos to Kirk Cousins for stepping up and organizing trying to organize those.
Do you really think he came up with that idea? I got a feeling it was a phone call from either Zimmer or Spielman saying, hey, we can't do it, but you can.
No, I think that they want to, you know, I know that a lot of these guys, you know, organize off season workouts and such. I do think that the players are organizing these. I honestly don't know that Spielman and Zimmer could even have that kind of contact. And I mean, if it came out that they were, you know, prodding him to do it, I do think that this was motivated by that. They just, you know, they want to get together and work out.
It just seems like too much PR. Why did it even get out? Why do we know about it? You know what I mean? This is the kind of thing where they would do quietly. When players worked out in the past, you didn't hear that they were working out together.
It could be PR for Kirk Cousins, too. You know, stepping more into a leadership role.
Yeah, his agent maybe played a role in that. You're always one step ahead of me. And also depressing the heck out of me by posting those Cheese Cave stories that they're not going
to I apologize. So.
Well, it's just, you know, I spent the night in the fetal position with sucking my thumb. I dipped it in the melted cheese first, and then, you know, yesterday, my son and his girlfriend came over for Mother's Day, and so I ordered Norm's Pizza is really good, so I ordered 4 pizzas, and we didn't finish them, which is shocking, but I walked by them this morning, and I just wanted to have some for breakfast, and I passed because I realized I need to go back on some sort of a diet because I've been eating like I haven't eaten since I was a kid. I've rediscovered cereal. And that's not a good thing because I was – do you remember – now, you'd have to be a little older or watch reruns of the Beverly Hillbillies.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, I ate cereal the way Jethro Bodine did in a giant mixing bowl. So,
oh boy,
it's not a good thing for me. And I love Sugar Frosted Flakes. We've been going through like a giant – those giant Malt-O-Meal bags a day, which, what, 32 ounces or 40 ounces,
yep,
whatever it is. And because all, I mean, everyone else in the family has it too, but I need to pull back a little bit. Anyway, I don't even know what got me started on that, but Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone, thank you so much, and I look forward to talking to you again next week. The BS Show will take a
Thanks,
quick
Bob.
Break and be right back. Thanks, Jeff.